The researchers used satellite data that provided continuous high-resolution images of the busiest 15% of the world's oceans from 2017 to 2021 and cross-checked this vast data set with 53 billion historical ship locations available through AIS. They then trained neural networks to recognize ships based on their characteristic glare of reflected light and used data such as distance from port, daily speed, and nearby signs of marine life to classify their activity. While noting that most vessels shorter than 15 meters probably escaped their view, they estimated a false positive rate of less than 2% for those they did identify. Though legitimate reasons exist for sailing incognito, the researchers point to a number of suspicious sites of activity. These include a region in North Korean waters that the authors suggest corresponds to illegal fishing, having briefly boasted the world's highest density of fishing vessels between 2017 and 2019. Meanwhile, the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park off the eastern coast of Australia was visited by an average of 3 fishing vessels a day, suggesting possible unobserved environmental damage. The researchers were also able to monitor the growth in stationary ocean-based infrastructure, an area where no comprehensive data is publicly available. On the positive side, they found that the number of wind turbines in China increased by 900% between 2017 and 2021. Britain and Germany led growth in Europe with more modest figures of 49% and 28% respectively. However, the number of offshore oil structures also increased by 16% during that same period. With improved satellite data and yet more sophisticated algorithms, an even clearer picture of ocean traffic will soon emerge. The Flying Dutchmans of the world, wherever they may be, will be mysterious no longer.